you sure the high-rise inn will work, Shiloh?
None of her other ideas worked.
Oh, yeah? I invented GPS, the goat positioning system. Lets you know where they are at all times.
Wow!
She put a bell around her neck.
Without even looking, there is a goat right there.
What? Where's the trouble?
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
I think I must have fallen asleep. I'll get back to my counting.
Count slower this time.
Ugh, this hill, these sheep, it feels like 400 years of silence in one night. I'm tired of silent nights.
400 years?
She's talking about how long it's been since we've heard anything from God.
If I hadn't said anything for 400 years, you'd better believe that when I finally had something to say, everybody would hear it.
If God decided he would say something after 400 years, I promise, stuck out here in the middle of the night, we'd be the last to hear it.
What do you mean, Shiloh?
Newsflash, Tabby. You've made the small time. We're shepherds, the lowest of the low.
I don't know, Shiloh. God has a lot to say about sheep. I've always felt he had a bit of a soft spot for us.
That's right. We're learning a lot about this at the academy. We spend a lot of time in Isaiah 53. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way.
And there's a lot of talk about sheep in the Psalms. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Psalm 103.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. That's from Psalm 23.
That's right. King David wrote that.
And King David got his start as a shepherd boy right here in this town.
I don't know. Maybe Skippy had the best idea out of all of us.